in the limelight.
No matter what deceptive words UN officials and politicians of the West use to try to lull Palestinians and their sympathizers into sleep, November 29th remains an indelible blot on the world body. Actually, it is the day that has come to highlight the shortcomings of the UN and its member states as the Zionist occupiers grow more entrenched with each passing year, while trampling the basic rights of the Palestinian people under their feet. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Kahan International staff writer. This article is published under the heading Day of Deceit. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. On November 29th, the United Nations observed the 44th anniversary of its so-called International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people with a speech by Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who actually poured salt on the gaping wounds of an oppressed nation. Without presenting any practical solution to the chronic crisis and ignoring the injustice done by the world body in 1947 in partitioning a predominantly Muslim land to illegally create a state for the unauthorized Jewish migrants from Europe, he vaguely said the international community should reaffirm its commitment to the people of Palestine in building their future. Then, in the next part of his speech, he directly hit the poor Palestinians where it hurts most by saying the Israelis too need a future of peace and dignity. Sheer hypocrisy indeed of not just Portugal's former socialist prime minister, but the UN itself, which in December 1977 had deliberately designated November 29th the disappointing day on which the General Assembly had adopted Resolution 181 for planting Israel in Palestine, with an empty promise to create an Arab state as well for Palestinians displaced from their ancestral homes and hearts, as the so-called International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. Now, to add insult to injury, every year, the United Nations ritually observes this day in order to further deceive the Palestinian people, as the illegal Zionist entity refuses to allow formation of even a mini-state for a stateless nation of 8 million people, while seizing more and more lands from them to build illegal townships for Jews flocking from all over the world to the usurped land of Palestine as citizens. Where is justice? Where is the so-called international law? Where is the promise of honoring the status of the Islamic holy city of Beit al-Muqaddas by the UN Resolution 181 as a special internationally governed enclave? No matter what deceptive words UN officials and the politicians of the West use to try to lull Palestinians and their sympathizers into sleep, November 29th remains an indelible blot on the world body. Actually, it is the day that has come to highlight the shortcomings of the UN and its member states as the Zionist occupiers grow more entrenched with each passing year, while trampling the basic rights of the Palestinian people under their feet. For the past 74 years, millions of Palestinian people are living in neighboring Arab states, in refugee camps, as stateless persons, and even in their usurped homeland, they are denied their birthrights and mistreated as outcasts. If the UN really wants to resolve the chronic question of Palestine and undo the injustice of 29th of November 1947, then it should organize a referendum involving all legitimate Palestinians, including descendants of the Jewish minority that had lived peacefully with the Muslim and the Christian Arabs before the British occupation of 1917 and the influx of European Zionists, to determine formation of one single state called Palestine, stretching from the Mediterranean Sea in the west to the River Jordan in the east and from the borders of Lebanon into north to the Sinai in the south.